Well, Gavin Brady, a convincing win over the Spanish, although you'd think they won the America's Cup today. But tomorrow it is against Team New Zealand. Decide who's number one and who you're going to choose.
Yeah, it's a big day tomorrow. I think that there was a lot of emotions about tomorrow's race, but our focus is to gather as much information as we can about the New Zealand's, what they've got to offer. The race should be in a very typical Mediterranean sea breeze, so there'll be choppy water. I suspect there'll be a few spectator boats interested in the outcome, so it'll be a different playing field. We've never lined up against them in those conditions with our equipment. And then to get in and really think about if we win that race, who to pick. I mean, it's not a foregone conclusion that you just go and pick the team that got fourth. I think the big decision is, do we feel we're at our strongest right now against Emirates Team New Zealand? If we do, then it's a good time to strike. If we feel that we've got more to come online and we'll give it another few more weeks, then maybe it's a good time to delay that match till later in the piece. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting to see. On the other hand, we've got to be ready to race them in the semi-finals as well, because they could pick us if they win. If they feel that BMW Oracle's at their weakest right now, they could strike like they did last year. They picked our team in the semi-finals and beat us. So you've got to be ready for anything tomorrow.
Well, a lot of people are saying how good BMW Oracle are coming from behind, but other people on the waterfront are applauding Team New Zealand. When they get in front, you can't get past. So is this the immovable object coming against the mountain?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. I think we attack very well from behind, Chris is a pretty formidable competitor when he's behind. He gets pretty aggressive and he's not afraid to get in there. Dean's a little more laid back in that sense. So I think it'll be interesting how we come off the line. But I think at the end of the day, our two teams are miles apart in many of our designed areas. So it's really as much of a battle it is of 17 people on the boat. It's a battle of technology tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to see in these conditions if our mast is stable enough, if our foils are big enough or small enough, or all those options are on the table tomorrow. And 4 years of hard work is going to it's going to be there tomorrow. Who's got the fastest boat?
A lot of questions to be answered, and the jockey putting in the right spot as well as the fastest boat.
Absolutely, and I think at this level with the start packages you have on board the boat, there's really no excuse not to be on the line when the gun goes. Everything's right in front of you, so I suspect both boats will be right there, although round robin one we got stuck in a stalled situation and went from having the start in the bag to coming off a long way behind. So Chris and Dean are going to get the boat off the line, and Terry and I got to get the first shift, and the boys are going to get the sails up and down. But I'd imagine after 4 years of training and all the focus, we'll be both teams will be on their game tomorrow.